This call is now being recorded. Please begin.
All right. So welcome, everybody, to the 31st edition, the March 31st edition of our HSDLD working group. Today, we have a pretty interesting agenda. I think we're going to kick off a little bit for where we left off last week, particularly around quality of assessor and controls. Mike, I know that you probably have a couple of things that you wanted to talk about as well, perhaps in the development snapshot arena. But before we get to that, let's do our traditional administrative portion. And first is roll call. So I'm going to call everyone out. If you do not hear me call your name, please let me know just after I finish roll call. So I've got Dave Piscatella, of course, Andy Welch, me, John McElwain, Mikey O'Connor, Pat Kane, Francisco Arias, and Mike Pelage. Did I miss anybody? Okay, great. So everyone knows meeting time now has been updated to account for some of the time change in the states. That will continue on the new schedule that Mike Pelage sent out last week. It'll continue going forward until we probably have another time change in the fall. Before we get into the agenda, does anybody have any desire to review or amend the agenda items that we'd sent out? Okay, great. We don't have a lot of new members, so I'm going to skip over introduction of new members. And what we'd really like to do is get sort of into the dialogue about the development snapshot, which I hope will lead then into the control discussion and the assessor discussion. Mike, did you want to have a minute or two to have a brief moment to speak, or do you want me to keep going? How do you want to handle that agenda?
As I said, one of the things I thought was important on today's call was to discuss the next snapshot. Again, I think the comment, when does the comment period for the current snapshot end? Let me check real quick.
I think it was the 8th. That's a good question.
I'll tell you in a sec. I'm on the page. April 8th, correct. So, I guess the question is, over the next week or so, I think we need to begin to work on putting the next snapshot together. Obviously, it would be, issuing one before the comment period on the first one is closed would probably be not the most logical choice.
Right.
So again, perhaps we can just put it out to the group as to, what they see from an administrative standpoint and the timing, and perhaps you could offer, before starting that discussion or beginning that queue, perhaps you could tell the group what you have compiled over the last four weeks and how you envision that snapshot evolving.
Yeah, perfect. So we talked a little bit about this last week, and if I look at that April 8th time frame as a good time frame to really sort of get a draft out there, we would be shooting then for next Wednesday, which is the 7th, for me to get the initial draft perhaps pulled together and posted up to our wiki site. The way I envision that working, and again, I'm totally open to any suggestion, but I've got the original development snapshot that's available for review. Basically, I'm going to add on to that snapshot significant areas that we've been either discussing or working on the wiki. So most notably, the controls draft framework that we have up there from the control workspace draft page on the wiki. I'm going to put that entire structure into the development snapshot with, again, the caveat that this is very draft. We're still working on it, but I want to sort of get the community to recognize that we spent a little time on it and that we're trying to get some comment and feedback on it as well. So that would be the main piece that we'd add. We talked a little bit last week about adding two additional pieces. One of them has to do with the quality of the assessors, and I want to spend a little more time on that today to talk about it. We don't have material up posted to the wiki yet, My thought on that was we had a really great dialogue about that last week, and I took some notes on it. And I want to do that again as an exercise this week, and then take that material away and start writing a little page or so about it, post it to the wiki, and then also perhaps include that in the development snapshot. So that was one area. And then the other area really was, let me just look at my notes here real quick. Oh, the other was really fleshing out the report card and the certification options. We have a little bit of material out there either on the email chain or on the wiki or on the original proposed draft, so the proposed verification model draft. I think it's time to probably pull a little bit of that together and write a page or two that sort of solidifies them as potential options as well. So those three things would really be additive to what we've talked about already. And I'm going to try to pull that material together for draft for next Wednesday's call. So, you know, this week, try to pull that material together, start posting it on the wiki, and then pull it together for the inclusion in the development snapshot. And what that does is that gives us the week of – so that gets us some draft material by the 7th. The comments close on the 8th. We've got one comment that I noticed already out there, but I don't think that comment really impacts the current development cycle. But if we get more by the 8th, then we obviously incorporate that back into the draft material. And then
so Andy, if I could interject there for a second, a little bit of ICANN inside baseball. The comments all come in the last day, so...
I
several of the stakeholder groups I participate in are queuing up their final comments for stuff that ends tomorrow. So I think most of the comments that we'll be expecting to see will probably be coming in on the 7th and the 8th, or potentially on the 8th. So if you have a draft out in advance that we could discuss on our call next Thursday or next Wednesday, and then perhaps we can use the list to discuss any substantive comments that come in during the 8th that potentially would allow us to move forward. So
perfect. Will do. And that's a perfect timeline. If you look at that, that's a really good timeline from our last one. It's about a month from the last one. And then if you look forward to May, if we get one out sort of middle of May as well, that would be a good timeline perhaps to say, well, what are we going to perhaps present in Brussels? So it kind of gives you a little – it gives us a little bit of a – you know, not a – I don't want to call it a timeline because it has the wrong connotation to it, but it gives us some milestones to shoot for that are nice and solid and shows a good progression of our group, our discussion and our progression in certain areas.
Well, I would agree because according to staff, I believe May 14th there's some date in May that's sticking out as when is the deadline for material that needs to be I think presented for what is it for Brussels?
Brussels,
so,
yeah.
So again, if we keep with that mid-May timeline, I think we'll be able to make sure that anything we have could be that incremental snapshot could be considered at Brussels. Dave, do you know what the internal what ICANN staff has said is an internal cutoff for Brussels documentation?
Is it a board cutoff?
I think so,
well,
Dave.
There's a board cutoff, but I believe staff is and the only reason I say this is I was talking with, I think it was Chuck Gomes or someone, or maybe it was a Stefan, the co-chair of the GNSO, who was talking about how ICANN staff has indicated some May cutoff date for getting stuff included into the DAG or something like that. So I was just using that as a... you know, the benchmark.
15th or 15th of May.
All right. So, Andy.
Perfect. 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 So I think again, you know, that's Andy's little thought. Andy and Mike's little thought on general sort of direction. What I'll do just after this call, too, is I'll start pulling together those rough timelines just to send out in the HSDLD email chain tomorrow, so that you guys can all see sort of here's the two dates, you know, this snapshot and next snapshot. I have a pretty good clarity of what's going into this snapshot. I don't have any clarity what's going into the next snapshot, but we'll get there when we get there, I think is the right way to say that.
Hi there, it's Evan. Is there going to be another meeting reserved for a workshop in Brussels?
You know, I haven't even begun to think about that yet, but I think it would make good sense. And I think given the state of our development, this is Andy speaking way before Brussels time, but and I'm really, you know, on the spot thinking here, but I'd almost want to do a face-to-face in Brussels if there's tolerance from the group to do that and to participate, because we have a lot of really significant content we're generating, particularly now. If you look, you know, where we were with the last development snapshot versus this development snapshot and where I think we're going to get to in the next development snapshot, we're getting a lot of information pulled together in a very short amount of time.
So you're talking rather than a workshop of just having, you know, sort of a boardroom type of meeting where we crank it out.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Sort of, you know, again, I'm playing that on ICANN staff, but I'm not really. There could be. I don't know what the rules are and what the constraints are and those types of things. But I can start those conversations with ICANN staff now and figure out what the possible options are, and then maybe have a quick dialogue about that next week as well.
Okay.
Evan, this is Mike Pallage. What we may want to do, and Andy, you may want to mention this to discuss this with staff. What we may want to do is have a working group work session on the Saturday or Sunday. That's when a lot of the pre-work gets done, and then have a more public session. The only reason I think that that ICANN staff may be leaning towards a public session is since this has been saddled with, or since this has been pigeonholed in as a mitigating malicious conduct. Since it's been identified as one of the overarching issues, and it's likely that the GAC and law enforcement will be out in force as well, continuing to talk about how we need to make things more secure. I would see they're wanting to have a public session, but again, Evan and Andy, I would agree, it would probably be helpful if we had a sort of a working session where we could try to, you know, again, move the ball forward as opposed to doing a public dog and pony show to let everyone know where we're at. And solicit feedback. Obviously, that's one of the most important aspects of the public forum or consultation is to select feedback to see if we are, in fact, going in the right direction.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right.
It makes a lot of sense to me. I would just ask that if you're doing it, don't do it on the Sunday because both ALAC and GNSO are basically all-day meetings on the Sunday.
Okay.
But if, like, Saturday, I can probably make arrangements to come early. But you know, maybe Monday or Tuesday, it's possible sometime. I just not Sunday, please.
Okay. Hey, you know that being said, that's a good point, Evan. You just sparked my thought here. Might actually help if I send round or we send round sort of an email chain. Who's thinking about going to Brussels? I know it's way off in the future, and you know plans change, but. It'd be neat to be able to say, hey, there's a lot of us going to be there, right? But, you know, that would be a different answer for what type of meeting it should be versus if there's only two or three of us going to be there. I suspect there's going to be a big crowd from the HSTLD group, but I don't know. I don't have any of that data. So what I'll do...
Andy, if I could interject, I actually just got very comically, I just got an email from Glenda Sancherie asking the working group chairs to identify when they would want on Saturday and Sunday the reserve slots. So I thought that was rather timely intervention from above.
I had nothing to do with that. That's really funny. So that's really cool. All right. Well, let's Mike, if you want to move that side forward, I'll just send out an email to everyone. When I send out the plan, so the dates and the milestones tomorrow, I'll send out the who's going to be in Brussels as well.
Hey.
Is that you, Evan?
No, that's okay. Just breathing.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, so that really is a great move forward on the administrative side. Thank you, everybody, for participating in that. I think it gives a little more clarity to a couple of things. You know, over the past couple of meetings, there's been some desire to say, well, you know, let's put down some tentative sort of planning, if you will, without sort of committing to final end dates because we're working on a program, right? So it's got lots of aspects to it. I think that gives us a little sliding window of a couple of snapshot releases into the future that may be a good way to kind of continue to track and monitor progress going forward. And maybe we view it that way. It's sort of a sliding window of a couple of snapshots ahead. You know, as we finish one, we look one or so or one or two ahead, and we kind of continue to sort of monitor our progress that way. It's a thought. We don't need to lock that down now, but that's a possible way to look at continuing focus going forward. Okay, so the next piece I wanted to really quickly talk about, we had a discussion last week about the quality of assessors. And this really, to refresh everyone's memory, this really talks about whether we have a certification program, whether we have a report card program, or whether we have, I'm going to conjecture, another option we haven't even talked about, not that I'm thinking about one, but whatever option we have is the point. At some point, there will need to be people that can assess that the TLDs that are attesting they've got controls and the controls are in operation are indeed operating as advertised. So the dialogue was about what would the qualities of these assessors sort of be. And I laid out some initial thoughts there, and I can certainly write these up as really draft initial options. But what I saw initially was, well, maybe it could be a case where we said there were a couple of programs out there that were already sufficiently close enough to this program that we could grandfather in qualified assessors for those programs. That might be one option. The other option would be that the program itself comes up with a method to measure the assessors. So that would be additional work for us, if you will, but certainly a valid option. And then the third option would be, is there some kind of test or something that we could search for externally that would allow people to pass that we could get comfort in their quality of the assessor? So those were sort of the thoughts that we had of the options. I know we had a good dialogue about that last week, and my question to the group is, now that we've had a week to sort of noodle on it in the back of our minds, are there any more options or thoughts that we've come up with? Are there concerns, questions, comments on the existing options, and so forth? So with that, I'm going to open up very quickly to the floor and say, does anyone have any questions or comments on it? Okay. I'm going to take that crickets as, you know, we've probably got some good options to just put out as options, and I will start drafting up some material to support those options, putting it up to the wiki and so forth for this week.
Yeah, Andy, this is Mike Galage. I mean, I was just looking, you know, the last 2 weeks I think we've had under 10 participants on the two calls. So I think it is a prudent course to, you know, put it up on the wiki. We've used, you know, 1 week to sort of let it distill and vet, ferment, whatever you want to call it. So I do think it is appropriate to put it on the wiki. But since we have had light attendance on the call, hopefully putting it online will help motivate some participants that have not been as diligent in participating on the calls to perhaps weigh in.
Wait, right. And what I'll do is, as I always do when I push material up to the wiki that I've sort of draft offered for public scrutiny, I'll mail out the email group to let everyone know that there's a new edition up there, and they should go take a look at it as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
With that said, the next piece I wanted to talk about, I want to very quickly revisit in the same fashion, the report card and the certification options. This is what I call sort of the proving the controls options. We have just those two that we've talked about in previous conversations. I haven't heard really a third option unless you say, you know, perhaps we could start with a report card and then move on to a certification model. But are there any other comments around those two models, and or does anyone have like a another option that we haven't considered that, that perhaps I could write up a little bit about this week as well?
This is Evan. My problem isn't per se with, well, the problem with the report card thing is I think there's actually about five or six different mutations of that that have actually been talked about here. In email, we've had discussions of, you know, the consumer reports model. There's been, you know, which can be very stringently enforced. There's another model that that gets into self-certification, where somebody just asserts, I've done this. I think part of the problem is that the certification side is sort of relatively easy to nail down, in that you have the controls, there's a certain benchmark, there's a certain test made against it, and there's a binary answer of whether or not it's done, and then you have a certification that says, well, you passed this percent of the controls and you get the piece of paper. The report card thing is still possible. I think part of the problem that I've had is that there have been so many different approaches that have been attributed to the report card model that it's hard to nail down and critique, because there's, I think, a number of different approaches simultaneously floating around on it.
That's a great comment. I mean, you know, one of the tools that I think will help us sort of get clarity around that is, you know, I probably don't understand all of the different options that have been discussed. So I guess my point is, you know, I can get some draft material put together and pushed up to the wiki, but I'm anticipating there'll be a lot of commentary around it and need for a little brush up. But I think that's a good way to do it. You know, it'll get something on paper and written down that really encapsulates at least one of the thoughts. And then if I've missed, you know, a community of them or some critical aspect about it, we can use that as a model to get it fixed.
Exactly. And I think you'll find that once you start fleshing this out, you'll find that, say, the consumer's reports model that's been talked about is in some way significantly different from the self-certification, if you would, approach. So what we've been calling report card might actually be about three or four different models.
Gotcha. Well, let me try to get material out then. I'll focus my efforts first on those two models and get them out as quickly as I can, hopefully by the end of this week, but certainly over the weekend. That'll give us a real good period of time to sort of chew on that as a group, and particularly next week, really nail that down, because I think you're right. I think that, you know, if I recall back at all the conversations we've had, you know, we've talked about the green, the yellow, the red, the full green, the half green. There's all these sort of different things behind that. So I'm sure there are, if we tease that out to its logical conclusion, probably one or two things there. All right, so I'll sort of prioritize that. Does anyone else have any questions about those two models and or a radically different model that we haven't considered yet? Okay, so I'll take that as a to-do as well. I'll try to get some material, and in my usual fashion, I'll put out a disclaimer that I'll probably be wrong in the overall effort to get us right. So I'll expect some pretty critical feedback that, hey, you know, this, you didn't think about this, or this isn't right. That's fine, because it at least gives us a straw man that we can get to the right answer, you know, through our typical development process. Okay, so those are the two new pieces I'll try to get out to the group for next week. In addition to that, we have now still got the controls that are out there in the control workspace draft, and they've been out there for several weeks now. Does anyone at this point have any specific questions about the controls, comments about the controls, concerns? Maybe we forgot some. Maybe we have some that just don't make sense. Is there a dialogue to be had there today?
Mrs. Mikey, I'd like to get in the queue.
You're first in line. Go, Mikey.
The one thing that I would lobby, well, maybe two things, is I think on last time's call we were going to sort of split out the ICANN industry-specific parts of the control framework from the non-ICANN-specific ones, like, you know, the credit card industry stuff. And I guess sort of related with that is, you know, when I look at the wiki page, it might be nice to have a one-line summary for each control before we dive into the very tall, detailed table. Because I find it really hard to just digest this thing.
Pretty monstrous.
Pretty monstrous. And so I was wondering if there's some sort of index that could go at the top and at the same time clump these things into the ICANN-specific ones versus the PCI ones, for example, just to aid. And that might also play into the models because, quite frankly, I'm having a hard time. I know what I ought to do is print this out, but...
So you know, there's a couple of things, Mikey. I've got a couple, so maybe this will help. The way the conversation went last week, we brought. So let me tackle. There's two issues. The first one is the ICANN versus non-ICANN specific controls. You can actually determine that now, and the way you do that, and maybe I can write a little note about this up on the top of the wiki page. I think this will help. There's a column that shows the source of the control. So some of them are ISO 27002, for instance. Some of them are PCI, for instance, which is the credit card stuff. And some of them say NA. For the ones that are NA, those are controls that I think fit your description of sort of ICANN-specific, because when I was building the controls, I couldn't come up with another control structure that – had the required controls. So they're basically new ICANN controls. So I can write up at the top that little, you know, NA controls typically are more industry-specific or TLD-specific controls than the other types of controls. And I think that gets you sort of your first one, which is, can we figure out which of these are really sort of industry-specific? That's how you do it with the existing data that we have. The second one is, and this is an interesting one, so the way I developed this, and I developed it with some help from my team within KPMG, and I had a couple people working on it, and in order to keep us together and organized, I actually built it in a little Excel spreadsheet. I can actually distribute the spreadsheet to everyone in the email group if that helps. That might help you, Mikey, as you're reviewing it, to print it out and or to sort of manipulate it, organize it, however you want to look at the data. I will put this disclaimer out there. It's, you know, totally not to be relied on. It's just a tool for us to sort of look at and use. And I don't anticipate keeping that Excel spreadsheet up to date with what's on the wiki. So sort of, you know, use at your own risk. But if it helps, I certainly can send that out for everyone to look at. As a source for getting their hands around the controls, because I can appreciate looking at it on the wiki is a little difficult even for me, and when I was building it, I had to overcome that problem too.
This is Mikey again. Go ahead, Evan. Somebody else wanted to get in. This is Mikey. Go ahead, whoever it was.
Was that you? I guess not. Mikey, go.
I guess I'm hallucinating again. I hate that. I think that the one of the things that I'm kind of working on here is that at some point we're going to have to distill this upward into something that normal human beings can digest and understand. And partly we're going to need to do that because we're going to have to take it out to the community and give them a sense of what we're talking about. And there's, I think it's going to be tough on people to digest the controls framework in this format. I'm not saying that it's wrong or bad. I'm just saying that, you know, we need a layer of abstraction that's one up from this. And I think part of the reason it's important is because we need to understand it at that higher layer of abstraction so that we can make some of these fairly important choices, you know, like certification versus report card, et cetera. You know, the trouble with the level that's at the wiki is that it's just simply overwhelming. And because of the layout, it's the document gets so tall that it's really hard to kind of hold it all in your head, I guess. And so I'm sort of lobbying for readability, partly for the broader community that's going to need to understand this, but also partly for us so that we can understand what we're deciding. And I'm not sure that the spreadsheet I'm perfectly willing to take a whack at that. The trouble is that I bet when I sort the spreadsheet so I get all the NAs together, I'm going to lose the chunking that you've done at the higher levels. And so pretty soon I'm going to wind up just as lost in the spreadsheet as I am on the wiki page. So I'm sorry I don't have a more positive approach. I wish I had something I could say that would be doable for you, Andy. I haven't quite gotten to figuring out what it would look like. I just know that this one's awfully difficult.
Well, you know, the other thing that will naturally occur. So I've committed to helping to pull together that next snapshot release. So that'll be a different format altogether. That'll probably be a Word format like the first snapshot one was. And I can envision when I pull that together, you know, creating sort of chapters, not really chapters, but natural breaks. So you know, you'd have Principle 1 and all of its supporting stuff in the Word document in one section, then Principle number 2 and all of its supporting stuff in another section and so forth. And perhaps that will help a little bit too, Mike. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done it yet, so I don't know what it'll look like until I get there.
Yeah, I get that. I think the message is to the extent that you can push the generic stuff towards the bottom of the list and put the non-generic stuff, the ICANN-specific stuff, towards the top. You know, it might be as simple as reorder the spreadsheet so the NAs are the first things in each of the numbered sections. I just don't know. I just have the feeling that what we're all doing on as working group members is that we're so overwhelmed with the volume of this stuff that none of us are really critiquing it. And at some point, you know, that could lead to serious trouble if we haven't sort of got our ducks in a row, because, you know, eventually the community is going to take a look at this, and A, they're going to be overwhelmed, but B, they're going to find things in here that we may not have actually dug into as deeply as we should, simply because we couldn't navigate it. And that would not be a good thing.
I mean, my general thought is, I don't know what to do.
What happens is, perhaps, I mean, Andy, do you want to try to maybe, let's try to take this perhaps off list, and
yeah,
maybe you and I could discuss different formatting, either an Excel sheet or something like that.
This is Evan. I have a suggestion to make, and it's one I think I hinted at before, but maybe now that we're a little bit deeper into the process, The idea of practically splitting this group into a technical bunch and a non-technical bunch. The technical bunch going with a fine-tooth comb through the controls, being able to do the matching up when necessary and the definitions of them when we don't have external third-party sources. And then the non-technical group then has to figure out essentially to do that other part of it, to essentially to write the tie-level objectives in a way that the community will understand. I mean, maybe we're not going to use the term marketing, but essentially there has to be a way to, I mean, if the end goal of this, at least partially, is to engender trust in the system on behalf of the user community then flowing up into the registrars and registries. The idea of having some of this, at a certain level, there has to be a way that technical people can get into the technical guts and non-technical people can say, okay, this section is a lot of gobbledygook, but what does it all mean? I think that we have a role to play in trying to explain that out. But I think it's actually two different skill sets to do that.
But I guess my question to that, Evan, is let's just do it. Why split up groups? I mean, if that's what the technical people want to do, use the wiki and start drilling down. And if the marketing people, I mean, we can do that right now concurrently. There's no need of splitting the baby down the middle. And again, for people that have limited times and calls, it's, you know,
right.
You know, we're down to 8 people on this call right now.
Right.
We started off with 20, we're down to 8. And I'm not opposed to that, and I think Andy has been very receptive to anybody that has wanted to provide input.
It's just getting the security experts and law enforcement people. They're going to deal at the technical level, and we haven't very often been dealing that far. We haven't been dealing that technical. And so there may have been people that have been on the call, spent a few minutes, saw it wasn't at their level, and didn't come back.
This is Dave. I agree with Evan. I mean, I think that, you know, and I've had some private conversations with people that, you know, we've spent so much time in the ICANN part of the world and the policy part of the world that an awful lot of the people that, you know, that had the technical expertise just aren't participating any longer. Or they'll participate when they have time, but they don't think we're going to be making progress at any meaningful pace, so they, you know, they backburnered a lot of the, you know, the attendant.
So, but Dave, well, as I said, I, as a co-chair, I am opposed to splitting the group. I see nothing that anyone that may have gotten bored with the calls, so they don't have to attend the calls. There's nothing prohibiting that person from making changes to the wiki. So if the technical people want to go off and do something, they can do that right now. The means is there. It's called the wiki. So I don't understand, and I guess the bigger point is if we start splitting, dividing, this has been done time and again where you break something, you put it back together, it leads to delays in getting to the finish line. So if this group is about not impeding the rollout of new GTLDs, right, splitting off into the different groups I don't think is productive. And anyone who has said they've stopped participating because they didn't like some of the nature of the discussions, I'd like to speak with those individuals. And again, I'd like to ask them why they're not using the wiki to address their technical focus concerns.
The only answer I have to that is that not everyone works well with a wiki. There's some times where the kind of sitting down face-to-face, butting heads at a table kind of conversation needs to sometimes happen, and at a different level from the level we've been talking on. It's the only answer I can give. I work around enough geeks that they just aren't comfortable. There's a certain environment. I can't put my finger on it directly, but it's not to be taken as an insult that they don't show up here. It's just I think one or two people that just they came into here. They wanted to detail things at a very, very deep technical level. Most of our calls have not been at that level.
So what I would encourage you to do then, Evan, is talk to those people, bring their input back, You could be the funnel for them. I'm not. If you want to sit there and come back and say, you know, I am not impeding you, and I don't think anyone in this working group is impeding you from going out. And if you want to sit there and say, I've talked to these three people, and here are their inputs. That's exactly what Paul Smucker did on behalf of BITS. He sat there and said, this is what we did. This is what we contributed. These are the organizations that I talked to. Here is our contribution. No one has impeded anybody from doing that. And before we sit there and start going off in the shadow groups and this stuff, ICANN has bylaws. And there's an affirmation of commitments. And there are certain things it must do in, if you will, developing policy. Or if you want to call it guidelines, whatever you want to call it. And those are important to me. I think they're not only important to me, they're important to the people who believe in the ICANN institution. And I am not stopping you from talking to people privately and interjecting them, but I would oppose splitting this group up into different groups to go off and do their own thing, potentially calling in question the guidelines and bylaws and other principles upon which ICANN are founded. That's just my strong belief.
This is Mikey. I'd like to get in the queue.
Go ahead, Mikey.
I'm thinking that, you know, I'm on the fence, but I just got through a totally different process in a different arena. I was on the state's broadband task force, and we're by law required to be transparent, blah, 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 open meetings, sunshine, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the things that got us through a pretty tough year and a half was, in fact, dropping down into subgroups, not for a long time, not disappearing off the face of the planet, coming back with a wholly formed thing, but small, more focused groups allowed us to write some pretty good stuff, and also it helped us arrive at some consensus in a small group before putting it in front of a large group. To build some advocacy, but also to sort of work out some of the really hard issues with a more intimate conversation. And so I'm not sure that breaking into subgroups is necessarily a violation of the affirmation of commitments. And I'm certainly understanding Evan's point, and at the same time, if I were in Evan's shoes, I might be feeling a little uncomfortable being put on the spot to be the total funnel for all the tech folks. And that's a sudden addition to the burden. So I think I'd like us to sort of step back from the brink a little bit here and think about this, because I kind of like the idea of I'm thinking on the fly here, so this might not be the best thinking I've ever done, but I do kind of like the idea of giving those folks who have deep knowledge and expertise something tasty to work on. And I can see how our sort of ICANN policy but focused stuff could be pretty frustrating for those folks. And we kind of lose their energy. So I'm not sure I have an instant answer on this, but I'm not sure that we need to toss out that idea right off the bat. I guess that's what I've got to say at this point. Thanks.
So we've now spent another block of time about dividing the work. Here's my point. Evan, if you want to sit there, if you have identified anybody that has left the working group, call them up. Set up your own calls. I mean, you can do that.
I know that, but I also don't necessarily know some of these people. I've heard of people that have come into this group that have sat in on meetings from law enforcement. We don't have many people in law enforcement on this call. They used to be here. They're not. I don't know them.
Well, no, I've reached out to law enforcement, and they have said that having participated in the ICAM process, they would not be a member of this group. I'll leave that to speak for itself, okay? So what happens here is, Dave, you've mentioned people that have left the group. Can you give specific examples, and perhaps you can put them in contact with Evan, and then they can work together, bring the feet, and then Evan could be the funnel to bring back those more technical aspects?
But at a certain point, these guys need to – what I'm hoping is not to have technical people, each of them operating in a vacuum. This one goes on the wiki, then that one goes on the wiki. Sometimes they may need to bang heads together themselves. I'm not trying to make an obstacle to this, and I'm not trying to drag the process out. So help me, I'm not. As a matter of fact, my thought all along is that the technical conversation and the non-technical conversation should be going on in parallel because they really don't get in each other's way. So I didn't ever think of that as something that was going to prolong the process. I'm simply thinking, when we get into the discussions on the detail level, I'm not going to say I tune out. It's just I'm not at the level where I think I've got the expertise even able to talk about it. But there are certain people that are, and those same people also have very little patience for the kind of stuff that we've been talking about on some of these calls. But believe me, I'm not trying to be obstructionist about this.
I have no problem. As I said, we'll move forward, and when we get there, we get there. And the point I'm trying to make is, on this list, if I have a point, I'll sit there, and I've sometimes written privately to Steve or Brian and said, hey, what's your take on this? I've sometimes reached out to other members and have engaged them personally. I was in Washington six weeks ago, and I met with Paul personally, okay? So, again, there is nothing wrong with people wanting to, engage in their own off-list discussions. No problem whatsoever. All we need to do is to make sure that when those offline discussions, private discussions, whatever, whenever there's been a group of people that have reached something, they bring it in through this process and let the group talk about it. And I think, Andy to date has provided most of the controls. Unfortunately, we really didn't get to delve down into those controls like we had in the last meeting. So this was, I think, as far as substantive control, ticking the boxes, we didn't do a lot of that today, which is unfortunate. But the last couple of calls, we've taken the material that, by and large, Andy has proposed, and we've gone through it, and we've engaged in a constructive dialogue. So I don't see how the current framework is imposing what Dave and Evan and, I guess, others are talking about. I guess that's why I'm at a loss for words. And again, we got 8 minutes left. So, I'll give everyone, as usual, sort of closing comments here. But, Andy, is there anything else that in the last remaining time that you think is important to perhaps get through from a substantive standpoint before you engage with the next snapshot?
No, Mike, I've actually got a lot of great data, believe it or not, from today's call. I got a ton of great data around the three specific areas, the controls, the method of assessment, and the quality of the assessors. I think I got some really good feedback now.
Okay. So what I'll do is, again, we're kind of at the end here. We got 7 minutes left. Just starting off from the top, and going through the bottom as we usually do. Dave, you were first on the bridge. Any comments? Again, if you could provide any input on how to re-engage people that, in your opinion, that have left and how they might be able to work with people off-list and then funnel it back through those members, I would really appreciate some insight on that.
Well, you said it before. I'm at a loss for words too. I mean, I think there are just different styles of, you know, of working, and there's different ways to collaborate, and there are different skill sets. And, you know, you have a particular way you'd like to run this group, and I'm staff support, so, you know, the way you want to run it is the way you want to run it.
What I'm trying to do, Dave, is I'm trying to recognize I recognize I'm not always right, okay? And I recognize that there are different dynamics culturally, professionally. What I'm trying to do as a chair is to recognize, as the affirmation and commitment says, that all stakeholder views are incorporated into the policy development process and are documented in what we do. That's what I'm trying to do.
I don't see how what Evan, you know, Evan suggested in any way threatens that, but I don't really want to debate that with you, Mike. It's just not useful.
Okay. All right. Andy.
Me?
Yep.
I'm good. I got plenty of data from today. Thanks, Mike.
John.
What? Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Michael, I agree with you. I think that staying on course and not separating out the tasks is a good idea. If there's been any lack of interest, and I don't have any specifics, it may just be because of the slow pace of progress. And one thing that I might suggest is, in the way we've done in other stakeholder groups that I've been involved with, is that we have to ask people to start picking up some of these balls and running with them and doing a little bit of the legwork where they fit in. For me personally, that wouldn't be, opining as to whether three-factor or two-factor authentication to get into a server at a registry is appropriate or not. I'm just not a technical guy. And so to the extent we can identify people and invite them to participate in helping to develop objectives through the wiki or through whatever process and reporting back to the group, I think we'd start to make some good progress.
All right. Mikey.
Hi, Mike. It's Mikey. I'm not sure I got a whole lot more. I think we can figure this out. I think we're fine. That's it.
The troops continue to march forward.
Right on.
Pat Kane, you're up next.
Well, thank you for bringing me up to speed, I appreciate it, because this is my first meeting. I'm actually trying to get through the 43 pages of the control workspace draft, so that's some catching up there. But the thing that concerns me is that while this is an interesting problem, does the reason why we're not getting a lot of participation, does it mean that the solution that we're driving towards really isn't that interesting long term? I mean, will we know that high security, people that don't act in a high security zone manner, will we know them by sight, and that we don't really need controls? That's one of the questions that's running through my head right now, in terms of, are we spending a lot of time on something that is adding incremental value to something that we'll be able to recognize with the naked eye?
That was one of the reasons why the original goal statement talked about the viability of this program from both a technical as well as a commercial aspect, Pat. And again, for the group, Pat will be taking over. Pat's colleague, Steve Holston, I think, has decided to move on and pursue some other activities. I think he will no longer be participating on any of these calls. Is that correct, Pat?
Yeah, Steve's last day with VeriSign will be April 6th. He took on a role in policy thinking that he might like this as opposed to being an attorney, which he's done for the last almost 20 years of his career, and he decided that he wanted to go lawyer up. So he's taking an opportunity with another company.
Smart man. his policy, it takes its toll. Francisco, you're up next.
I don't really have anything to add, just like they said, it's up to you and the working group to decide how to work this out.
Thank you. I have no comments. Evan, you are the last person to speak.
All right. Okay, I may put a couple of comments down in mail. I'm not going to drag the rest of the meeting into it. Dave, if I can make one suggestion, Can you go back to the original people that were on the list when this group was first formed? And maybe it just takes an email to each of them saying, especially to the ones we know have a technical bent, saying, hey, we miss you, we need you, your help is needed to move this forward. And very often they will volunteer what it is keeping them away. So maybe we need to just find out what they want and come back and deal with it when we know what's wrong. I put on my ALAC chair hat and where I spend a lot of time herding cats, and this is not a unique problem. But I think it's one we need to confront.
This is Dave. I'm happy to ping some of those people and see if they will visit the wiki and take a look at the progress that Andy's made. So.
Yeah, they may be surprised to see how far we've got.
I would appreciate that, Dave. It would, I think, help make us move forward with our work and would be greatly appreciated. On that note, I will look forward to getting Andy's draft snapshot out before next week's call and trying to plow through that and make some progress. Take it easy, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks.
Okay, see you. Bye.